see, the way he's so particular with it makes it clear that it's difficult to say somebody who doesn't believe the Bible and obey it is actually worshiping the same God. Because he has become particular in who he is. So if you are Confucius, you are worshiping a God, but not this God. If you're a Muslim, you're worshiping a God, but not this God. If you're the Gekuyu who worship the God of Kirinyaga, again he says, that's not my name. You must stop worshiping the God of Kirinyaga to start worshiping Jehovah, God, the Lord, the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob. That I know it will be very challenging for most people, because when you are patriotic, you feel, I'm worshiping, I don't want to worship the God of Israelis. You know, there are many Israelis who don't worship this God, because it's not, although he was revealed through the Israelites, he is not limited to them. He was very clear. Jesus loved the whole world, for God so loved the world. And in Jesus, we are all reconciled, whatever our tribe, whatever our background, we are reconciled, and we are now able to worship our Creator, the Lord, who happens to identify himself as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So you need to be clear, who do you worship?